bi-weekly meeting of Franklin Township Board of Trustees. So, call the meeting to order. Could we open Mr. Fleshman with an opening prayer, please? Mr. Fleshman?
I see John in the room, but I don't.
Don't say anything. If we could maybe go ahead and let Mr. Alex do the Pledge of Allegiance, if you would, sir.
Sure thing. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Is Mr. Fleshman back yet, Mr. Bonds?
Am I on?
John.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Calling for the
I didn't realize I wasn't on.
Okay.
I don't know what happened, but.
Okay. If you could go forward with the opening prayer, that would be fine. Thank you.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunities that you granted us. As we come together as the leaders of the township, we pray, Lord, that our work will be done honestly, earnestly, and together to better our community. Be with those, Lord, that are losing so many people due to the fentanyl in our community, and that the families are left behind to ask why. And then even in the city of Columbus and the surrounding cities, with the gun violence that we're seeing in spite, and the parents that are devastated, we ask that you be with them. Be with us tonight, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Yes, Ms. Watson, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes, Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Past medic meetings available and ready right now. I say it's called for motion for approval, but it's up to the day to eight. Could you help me on that problem?
Sir, there is no minutes available for board approval at this time.
There is not any ready, is that correct?
Correct, sir.
Okay. Alrighty, how are we? I know we've been working on them. Mark, could you answer how we're doing on those right now?
Right now, they're getting wrapped up by people in the front office and are working their way through the fiscal office right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I know we've been working on them. I just didn't know for sure how it stood. I hadn't checked for a few days here. All righty. Thank you. We'll table until the next meeting then. So thank you very much. Okay. Under old business, looks like we have some resolutions to bring forward. Ms. Reinhardt, are you available to do those, please?
Yes, I am. Dear Trustee Ralph Horn, and I have the first resolution, which is accounts payable ending on 4/7 and payroll paid on 4/2. This is resolution 2021-0057. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approved accounts payable through April 7th, 2021, in the amount of $141,442.35, as well as retroactive pay to the Fire Department in the amount of $2,764.34. And regular payroll paid on April 2nd in the amount of $147,571, for a total of $291,777.69, from check number 66032 to 66174, and electronic vouchers from 203-2021 to 246-2021.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Did I have a second on the vote?
This is Trustee Fleshman. I will second.
Okay.
Hey, Ralph.
Okay.
Yes,
John.
Let me have a roll. Oh, okay. Yes, Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. You can continue, Ms. Reinhardt.
Thank you. Then I have a resolution. Robin, will that be 2021-058?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is a resolution to provide supplemental appropriations number 4 for the period commencing January 1, 2021 and ending December 31, 2021. It's necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township during the year ending December 31, 2021, and whereas the annual appropriation resolution 2020-238 for the period from January 1 through December 31 needs amended, and whereas this expenditure was unknown and therefore unaccounted for in the various department funds affected in the 2020-2021 budget, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1, the fiscal officer is hereby authorized to increase appropriations as presented in Exhibit 1, Appropriations Number 4, hereto attached, to meet the additional expenditures.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Could I have a second for that, please?
Mr. Chairman, I'll second that.
Thank you. Robin.
Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And basically that resolution moves funds to get to the point of being able to provide for an EMS vehicle replacement fund, which we'll be talking about in a moment. Okay, resolution authorizing the payment. Well, this will be, did we vote on that? Yes, we did. This will be 2021-59. Resolution authorizing the payment of a past obligation exceeding $3,000 then and now. Whereas the certificate of furnished is required, the fiscal officer may certify then when the obligation has occurred and now that sufficient appropriations exist for that purpose. And whereas if the amount exceeds $3,000, the fiscal officer shall obtain authorization by resolution from the governing board. And whereas the township has received 3 invoices for parts and labor for fire hydrants performed in 2020 from Central Ohio Hydrant Repair Installation, in the total amount of $3,765.78. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1, the fiscal officer is authorized to pay the outstanding obligation for a cumulative amount of $4,765.78 for the services provided in 2020.
Thank you. I'm going to have a
question, please. Mr. Chairman, a quick question. And this is for Chief Welch. Is this
okay.
The same company that we have that we've contracted with over the past few years?
Yeah, I believe we've been with this guy for at least over 10 years now.
Okay. I was just curious. I happened to see that come through, and I was just curious, and I went for sure if it was the same person or not. With that said, Mr. Chairman, I would like to second the motion.
Thank you, Ralph. Could we have a roll call, please?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Is there anything else you have there at the moment, Mary?
Yes, I do have a couple more. Okay. I have resolution 2021-60. This is regarding a resolution to establish an EMS vehicle replacement fund and establish the funding source.
Okay.
Whereas pursuant to section 5705.13C, revised code, a taxing authority may establish a capital projects fund for the purpose of accumulating resources for the acquisition, construction, or improvement of fixed assets of the subdivision, and whereas the fire chief has requested that resources from the emergency services billings be set aside annually for the acquisition and replacement of an EMS vehicle approximately every 3 years. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1, the fiscal officer is hereby authorized to establish a capital projects fund to be known as the EMS Vehicle Replacement Fund for the purpose of accumulating resources for the acquisition and replacement of EMS vehicles. Section 2. Annually, beginning with the budget for 2022, the township shall include in the budget of the Ambulance and Emergency Medical Fund 2281 one-third the estimated cost adjusted annually of a new EMS vehicle to be transferred of the EMS Vehicle Replacement Fund. Section 3 is the intention of the township that one of the two EMS vehicles be replaced approximately every 3 years with the funds accumulated in the EMS Vehicle Replacement Fund from service charges of the Ambulance and Emergency Medical Fund. Section 4, the fiscal officer is hereby authorized to transfer, upon the appropriation of the fund, $255,000 for the purchase contract to be awarded in 2021 and annually, each year thereafter, one-third of the estimated cost appropriated in the Ambulance and Emergency Medical Fund. Section 5 is provided in Section 5705.13C, Revised Code. The Township Trustees, by resolution, may at any time rescind the EMS Vehicle Replacement Fund, and the money accumulated in the fund shall be transferred to the Ambulance and Emergency Medical Fund from which the money originated. Do you have a motion?
Okay. Excuse me, I need a second on the motion. There's nothing like that. The proposal.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Just to say, that was quick, Ari. Just to make a note on this, this is something that I wanted to see for a long time, that we get a piece of equipment, and if we don't start planning on the next piece of equipment, it's how do we get the money to be able to do it? So by being able to put money aside so that when the new piece of equipment is going to be warranted, at least we have now a plan. The amount of money that we save in doing this is every bit of money that we ever spend on upkeep and repairs. The repairs are some that we had in the past before we started going with something new every 3 years was $180,000 and up. So it's nice because when we get something every 3 years, it's under warranty. So it's the only thing that's costing the taxpayers is brakes and tires and fuel and oil changes. So with that, I thank you.
Yes, and you tackled it. Okay. Could we have a roll call, Robin, please?
Ralph?
Yes. And no. By the way, I do agree with what Mr. Fleshman says. Those, I think, need to be sunk down as much as possible in 3 years. Not only it's more cost-effective, it's more safety-effective as well. 3 years and hard-running, hard service and certainly a lot safer than 4 or 5 years. So thank you, trustees and everybody. Okay, thanks.
Okay, John.
Sally.
Yeah.
And Ari.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ari, definitely important. Okay. Okay, and Ralph says yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I think we're all set. I think Ari seconded it. Start with Robin.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, thank you very much. Mary, did you have something else?
Yes, just a note that for old business that the $25,000 advance made to the road district fund from the general fund was paid back. We were waiting on the tax district funds to be received and be able to, so we could transfer them back. We had to have the property settlement for first half of the year, and that all came in a little bit late, almost the beginning of this month. So we did get those funds transferred back. So road is has it taken care of their obligation?
Yeah, 100% paid back to the general fund. Okay, thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay.
And then finally, I just had one. I have one more thing. I wanted to talk very briefly about the CARES grant. I did do the final report that goes through the Ohio management of the budget, and we have spent all the money that was apportioned to us, and have everything covered. They've reviewed some of our entries so far. There will be a single audit done by the state, which is done by anyone who has as large of a funds as we did. So we feel very prepared for that and secure for that audit that will be coming soon. So for the last year, just wanted to give you a total. Through the CARES Act Coronavirus Relief Fund, through Senate Bill 310 Local Distribution Activity Report, we had $1,249,799.44 as income, and we had exactly that same number of expenditures, so we had a zero ending balance.
Okay. So the CARES Act is completely spent now, and
yes, it is.
Now they take away state opposite from it, okay.
Yes, and now we're also expecting new funds that we don't know how much yet, and there will be new guidelines, but that should be coming out shortly.
Okay. All righty. Thank you very much, Mary. Looking forward.
Thank you.
Okay. Then we'll move on to the police department. Do we have Sergeant Carter available for this meeting?
Yes, how are you guys doing this evening?
We're doing fine. How are you, Mr. Carter?
Pretty good. Doing double duty again, watching some proper as I'm doing this, so bear with me if you hear a bunch of background and wind.
Yep, that's fine. Go ahead.
All right, so what I have to do is some criminal stats. This is going to be from March 25th to April 7th. We've had, use names, technical difficulties all of a sudden. We've had 428 calls of service in the past 2 weeks. We've had 26 reports made, and we had 5 arrests during those 2-week period of time. And with this, I'm just going to advise you that the county has went over to the new matrix system, and so some of these stats are not completely available, such as the drug-related offenses, because of it will not show up quite yet until the changeover is complete. Out of that, though, I can tell you we had definitely 3 overdoses in the last 2 weeks in Franklin Township. We've had 2 burglaries, one on Little Avenue on March 29th, one on Klein Road on March 3rd. We've had three stolen vehicles reported in the last 2 weeks, one on Lincoln Park on March 30th, one on Mount Hill on March 26th, and one on Windwood, and actually that was this morning. We had zero recovered stolen vehicles in the last 2 weeks. We've had 9 weapon-related runs, no robberies, and we had a total of 18 thefts reported in the last 2 weeks in Franklin Township. So as the summer months approach and it's getting warmer, it seems like Franklin Township, as well as other law enforcement around Franklin County, have been getting bombarded with a lot of criminal activity, including violent crime. So just kind of keep everyone's eyes, ears open, and know your surroundings at all times. That's what I'm going to advise you. And that's all I want.
I'd like to add to the stats if I could. On our online reports, we had 12 theft reports, one unauthorized motor vehicle report, an assault report, 2 harassment reports, and 4 property damage reports that came online.
So it looks like all total we probably had really pushing 450 calls, really, didn't we? Thank you, Lieutenant. Okay, is Chief Smith available? I think you have information.
Yeah, you can hear?
Yeah, very fine. You have the floor now.
Okay. Just to recap a little bit on some of the stats, I have some major stats for 2020. We compiled it and put together that I can give you guys. We've had 319 drug complaints, 820 property crimes, 12 deaths, 805 domestics, 512 violent crimes, and 141 mental health runs in 2019. And that's not all inclusive, but that's just some of the major the more violent ones that we've done. Any questions on the run stats?
No. Are we figuring, I shouldn't maybe know this, but on the drug-related and so forth, the drug-related calls, are we including those, the calls we had several overdoses and deaths? Are we including those in the all-inclusive sort of drug?
Yeah, those are included in the stats that Lieutenant Rattles and Deputy Carter gave you.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. Is there anything else, Chief?
Yeah, I got one more thing. I would like a resolution from the board to bring on a full-time officer to replace one of the three that we've lost, pending his psych evaluation and physical. I don't have an exact start date yet, but so we can put that as pending. But if we can get that taken care of, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
And I can get the school department all the information and that kind of stuff.
That sounds fine. So you have him prepared except his test at the moment that
him coming on board with the pending the results of his examination and his medical physical.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and do a resolution now. I'll make a resolution to lay on the table to support him. And could I have a second on that? That way we'll get cleared on everything and put it to work. Is that okay?
And I need a name of a person if we're doing a resolution.
Yeah.
First name, Robin, is Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
The last name is Vistelforce, and I'll spell it for you.
Yes.
It's VSTELHORST.
Okay.
I may know that man. That name sounds familiar for sure.
Not too many of them.
Okay.
Okay, Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Robin.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
And that's resolution 2021-061.
Okay. Thank you. Keith, is there any other thing we need to know tonight?
No, that's all I have, unless the board has some questions for me.
Okay. Does the board need anything, I'd like to ask a
Mr. Chairman, can I go to Mr. Chairman, if I have to go for a second?
Yes.
I do know that there are going to be people on here that are going to be asking questions in regards to the police levy, so if both the lieutenant as well as the chief are available for questions at the end, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, we definitely need both of you to stay for the difference and
at this point, I have one more thing for the board, Ralph.
Okay.
We will be having a community meeting on Tuesday, April 27th. At Central Baptist Church from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., where citizens can come in and get information on our upcoming police levy. They can ask questions, and there will be somebody there who will be able to go to the auditor's website and actually use the levy estimator that they have to give them an estimated figure on what the new levy would cost them. Specifically.
Okay, that's fine. What was the date of that again, sir?
The Tuesday, April 27th, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
It's April 27th, okay. Well, thank you very much. That sounds like a good meeting to have, and that way anyone that can make it there, that's a good length of time, 4 hours to stay, and give a chance for everyone to get in and get their information. So I appreciate that. I think that's a good thing to have. Okay, is there anything else?
Yes, listen, Lieutenant, I'd like to just add a couple things. One, we've started to engage a little bit more on Facebook, and I'd like the public to start watching out of Facebook. They're going to see some of the arrests of our more important cases, like we did a drug raid with the Sheriff's Department this week and recovered drugs and a loaded gun from one of the suspects. They also took a gun and drugs from an intoxicated person that was on the property of Franklin Heights High School this week. There's a couple of things that we posted on there, but they're going to be able to see some of our footages or screenshots from our officers' body cameras that might interest the public, our community in Franklin Township. So I'd like them to maybe if they could go and pay attention to our Facebook page, they're going to start seeing a little bit more activity from the police department on there. Okay?
Yeah, I thought that was a very good report on those I understand that was a major drug arrest, over $1 million worth of cocaine and something to that effect, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the one the week before. We did another one this week.
That's
drugs and guns.
Okay, I guess I haven't heard about that one yet. Okay, well, thank you very much. Is there anything else for the police right now?
No, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you very much. Chief Welch, available?
Sir, how are you doing, Mr. Horn?
I'm fine. How are you, Chief?
All doing well.
First off, I'd like to thank Jeff and Mary for setting up the fund for the medic. That's something that I've always wanted to get done, and it's finally came to fruition. So it's nice having a plan and a schedule to replace these medic units and all things. Mr. Fleshman's correct. The sooner we can get these trucks out, the better it is for all the public. The maintenance costs about year four starts to go through the roof on these trucks. With that being said, I'd like to request a resolution from the board to purchase a medic from Working Vehicles. As you know, we've been working on this for some time now.
Yes, sir.
Robin, do you have a resolution number for that?
Yes, that's going to be 2021-062.
The resolution reads, a resolution accepting and approving a proposal for the purchase of fire apparatus, specifically an emergency medical transport vehicle. You guys have the rest of the documents stating what exactly that says. I just need a vote on that.
Yeah, yes, that's fine. Yes, I'll hang on a second. Would you actually have an amount on that purchase, Keith?
Yeah, it was close to $253,000.
That's what the 2 years, okay. Yeah, that way Robin can put it in the
Mr. Chairman, yeah, this is Mark. Just wanted to tell you, it's written into the resolution an expenditure up to $255,000, just to make sure it's a little above
what the okay.
was.
And so we have.
Also,
Yeah, so we have a more regular in the resolution. Okay. All righty. So could I have a second on it, please?
Ari already seconded.
Oh, did he? Okay. Thank you, Ari. Robin, could we have a roll call?
Yes, Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you.
Chief?
Yes, sir.
You might make a note, whoever's listening or in the audience, about the deal with Horton there. Did they have a specific number, a large enough that this is going to be the, 100,000 vehicle they've done or something to that effect?
We're still working with the sales guy on that, but you are correct. They are approaching their 200,000 vehicle that they're making, and they wanted someone local since they started in Franklin Township. They were hoping that was us. But we've been delayed a few weeks, so I'm not sure if we are still in line for that, but we'll definitely check with the gentleman.
Okay, that sounds great. I just thought that was really nice support to do that. So, thank you.
They spent the majority of their years within Franklin Township.
Yes, I think for sure. And they have outstanding service as well. So thank you. Thank you very much for that. Is there anything further that you have that you?
Yeah, I wanted to be putting some notes on the Township Facebook site about hydrant flushing, which is coming up this month. On the 14th to the next month on the 15th. We'll put some details in there, but we can't give a specific date of what streets we'll be on because we can't operate along those lines depending on training and what runs we're on. But if the residents see us in that area, just make sure they run their water before they do laundry. And they'll clear out any turbulence that's been stirred up from the hydrant flushing. Like I said, we'll put
dates on that or.
It's 414.
414 to 415, according to the agenda here. Is that the page?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Or 515. 415 through 515.
Oh, yes, correct. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, 515. Okay. Thank you. Chief, is there anything further?
Not at this time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir. The road department, now is Jim Stevens available?
Mr. Stevens is not on, but he does not have anything to report currently.
Okay. Yeah, I know he had several days last week where he was very sickly there, so he didn't see him around much last week. He was trying to get better. So, yeah, he was very sick there for 2 days last week, so hope he's all right now. Okay, we'll move on then. Okay, Mr. Alex, do you have anything to report right now?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. John Fleshman, you have anything to report?
Yes, I wanted to fill the board in. I have been working with the county, with Jim Stevens. I want to share with the board, to see in regards, this is a county decision if they would or would not. They've done a traffic study at the corner of Forest and Hopkins. We keep seeing accidents there where it's coming very close to hitting houses. One gentleman has had his fence taken out now like 4 or 5 times. Fortunately, this last time, his grandson was not in the yard where normally he would have been. So we're asking the county if they would put a 4-way stop up at Forest and Hopkins. And I wanted to hear from the rest of the board of what their opinion of this is in keeping the community safe.
Well, this is Mario. I completely agree with that. I mean, we have speeding problems throughout the community, and, you know, if we can slow people down, I'm completely for it. So if, I would be fully support urging a study on that.
Sure. Mr. Alex, however, we can't use stop signs as a deterrent for speed, so we're looking at this as a safety measure. Obviously, if someone would have stopped, they wouldn't have been able to take out the neighbor's fence and then take out a huge rock and then take out another fence and then came within 2 feet of hitting the house. But normally, stop signs are for safety reasons, not to police people in speed. That's not to say that it wouldn't help that. But I have been kind of leading the way on this to get another traffic study. The last traffic study that was done, they were putting sewers in the area, so it was limited one way going anyway, so it wasn't a really good traffic study. However, it did warrant one exception of force. So we're asking them to do it again, and I've been speaking with the gentleman in charge of that. I don't have his name in front of me at this second. And I'm going to spill something. And then Mr. Stevens and I both have visited the site to look at the damage. Mr. Stevens and I are compiling a report of all the accidents at that particular intersection to support when it goes in to be considered. So I thank you.
Okay. Thank you, you and Mr. Stevens for taking on that project. Yes, I think we all know, and all the residents that travel the area are very aware of Hopkins Avenue and the amount of traffic we have, and it's definitely, you know, from a safety standpoint, it could use some help. There's no question about it. So while you're into getting the traffic study done and everything, I'd like to just see if maybe the county will help us take a look totally at Hopkins and see if there's other areas. I know there's a few other areas or an intersection or two that probably needs a little help there. So have a look at that closely if you would, Mr. Fleshman. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think that would be great, because to another safety factor, I didn't think into consideration, I didn't realize it, but the time that I was there, one of the residents asked me, would you walk across the street and get my mail for me?
their mail is on the other side of the street, and you'll be taking your life in your own hands getting across to get your mail.
Yes, it is, and I think that's something that should have been looked at along many, many years ago, to be honest with you, but I think you probably have to go through postal service or something and get that done. But, yeah, going across, back and forth across that street to retrieve your mail is pretty dangerous, there's no question. Plus, you know, we have some people, quite a few residents there that are like me, they're not that young anymore, so I used to just dart across the street, get the mail, but now I can't even dart, you know, so we need to have that taken a look at as time goes on here, John, if you check into that, please. Okay, I guess we'll move on. Is there anything else you had, John?
No, sir,
okay.
I don't have to report this time.
Okay, thank you. I don't have anything particularly new to report, but one thing I did want to tell you, Mark, I think that since we have people online, you know, our residents online and everything, if you would go ahead and remind the residents that are online, trying to get the word out as good as possible, that Mary will be leaving the township. That's the end of the month. I think the first of next month, May, I believe. Am I correct on that, Mary?
Last day is April 30th.
So, Mark, if you would elaborate a little bit, we're going to be looking for a replacement for Mary. We started to get the word out. We've had it on Facebook and a few things, but we need to a little more public and discuss it with any of the residents. Now, this is a township president for the position. So, Mark, if you'd like to do a little discussion on that and kind of give them a word on that, if you would, please.
Yeah, right now we've posted on all of our social media outlets. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and also posted on the website, and it's also been posted on Ohio News Jobs, which is a job portal that fits Munster, ZipRecruiter, a lot of different things out there. So I checked it earlier today on Ohio News Jobs, and I don't know that we have not received anything back from them. Nothing yet through that portal. So we're just waiting. We posted initially for individuals to have the information over by the 12th, which would be Monday. So that would be also up to the trustees if you want to push that out a little bit. But we have received one interest formally through an email sent to us, and waiting a little bit to see if we get more in the mail or an email. So that's kind of where we're at on that. So we advise if there's residents interested, you can always just email us directly, drop off information at the Township Hall, or send it to 2193 Frank Road, 43223. A resume and cover letter would be appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. So everyone knows now Mark is handling the interest or applications or whatever you want to call them, and so he'll be having those. So if you mail any letter of interest or anything in, we will be interviewing here in the near future. So try to, anyone that has an interest, get with Mark. Let's try to get the paperwork in as soon as we possibly can. And just information for Mark and the trustees. We definitely, with a date coming up on us as fast as it is, we're going to have to push our time span out on that. I'd like to maybe just within 2 weeks, 2 weeks from now or something.
Yeah, I just reminders.
Did not.
I saw the same thing. I had two then and now. I have one more resolution. This is a resolution authorizing the payment of a past obligation for healthcare reimbursement account, the HRA, appropriation and funds for payment phase four. I won't read through all this because it's similar to a then and now that I read before, and I won't get down to you. The last part is, whereas the township has received a summary from Medical Mutual for healthcare reimbursement account benefits to be reimbursed in 2020 that exceed $3,000, phase four of HRA reimbursement. So now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Trustees that Section 1, the fiscal officer is authorized to pay the outstanding obligation with designated employees for the final phase four table dated April 1, 2021, via separate checks for a cumulative total of $3,591.30 for HRA benefits provided in 2020. This should be the final closeout of the HRA for 2020.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. I'll approve that.
Ralph?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Ralph?
Robin, could we have yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
And that's 2021-063.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, is there anything else we need to ask? Do you have anything needed to work?
I have nothing to sign with you. I just want to see if there's no one's raised any questions in the chat room or anything. So if there's anyone in the room that has questions or comments right now, would be the time to do that.
Okay. Did everybody, I hope everybody in the audience got that message. So any questions that you have, feel free to. And if you have any questions, for the chief, police chief, regarding the levy or anything such as that, he is still available to take the call. So if anyone wanted to have any questions for him or any questions for any of the trustees or anyone, so this is the time to do it. Well, I guess as they haven't heard any of this, nobody has responded or has any questions. I have to believe that.
Yeah, if you have a question, you want to unmute yourself. Because there's a few people muted. And I don't see that anyone's raise their hand or anything like that. So.
Anything like that. All righty. Well, there's nothing further than I'll go ahead and then everybody have a good evening. Enjoy this beautiful weather we're having.
This is your
thank
this
you.
This is your meeting, Mr. Horn.
Thank you.